Hello, Malcolm here. It is 13th of July, 2021. This is episode 80 of my weekly summary of the goings-on on my website. Today we're talking about making our mind up. Making my mind up, a four-stage process. But not so long ago, I was feeling overwhelmed. I don't know if you've ever felt like that yourself. After some prayer, it occurred to me to write down all the areas about which I felt anxiety or pressure. Some of the things I felt under pressure about didn't cause anxiety. Some of the things I felt anxiety about didn't feel so much pressure on, but sometimes there's overlap. And I thought as I wrote all those things down, I'd find three or four, maybe five. It turns out, as I did it, that there were 15 areas of anxiety or pressure in my life at that point. No wonder I was feeling burdened. And the next day, having written it down, I prayed through the list, and that certainly helped. However, I did feel some residual anxiety, and so the following morning I sensed God prompting me to take action. So alongside each area of anxiety or area of pressure, I wrote down one simple action I knew I was able to take. I might be misappropriating this verse from Joshua 18, verse 3, but it does seem to sum up my situation. Joshua said to the Israelites, "How long will you wait before you begin to take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has given you? How long will you wait?" Well, I realized it was time for me to make some decisions. Now, one of those was to get on with my application to study for a master's in theology. It became clear, doing this sort of exercise, that my struggle over which course to study, which institution to study at, all those struggles and delays and research, was masking the fact that I just needed to make a decision. By sending in the application, I was not committing myself to any particular course. The admissions committee could still say no. But if I never get on with filling in a few forms, I'll never know whether I'm able to take any particular course. I needed guidance from God. Which course? Well, and why not apply? Those of you who know me are aware of the fact that I am somewhat form phobic, and I think this played a part in my reluctance. So my decision was, and I wrote this down against this area on that long list of 15 things I felt pressure over or anxiety about, my decision was to set myself a goal of completing just one page of the 13-page form each day. One page a day. Some of those days actually were very short, just two or three boxes to fill in. Others, I had to write in quite a lot of text and make a few decisions. But still, one page per day. 2 weeks later, in fact, less than 2 weeks later, and the forms are complete. Because one of the funny things that happens when you make a goal like that is you finish a page and you think, I think I could do a second page. Maybe I could even do a third page. Now, some days I only did one page, but other days I found myself doing two or three. So, all done, all finished. The application has been sent in. The admissions department have been in touch with my referees. Thank you so much to my referees who have already been helping with that. Thank you. The next stage, well, it's in the hands of God. But one area of anxiety and pressure has been ticked off my list. If you look at my newsletter, if you subscribe to that, you'll see the photograph at the top. That's the photograph I had to take to send in with my application. And don't think in the picture I look particularly excited. I'm not so sure. But I also think I don't look particularly anxious or under pressure. As it says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, Paul writes, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." The instruction of Paul to the Philippians implies that they know what their requests are. Get them clear. Offer them to God. Make some decisions. Act on those decisions. How are you doing with your anxiety or pressure list? Are you aware of the list? Might you find some value in writing it down and praying through it? And figuring out, what is the next action for each? Plus, of course, taking action on those actions that you write down. I had to make up my mind about just getting on with something. Perhaps that's something for you. Have courage, faith, present it all to God, give it back to Him in some ways, but then take responsibility for taking some actions. Anyway, that's one of my big spiritual lessons over the last week or two. I hope that might find some value or relevance to yourself. Let me know. Let me know if you've had difficulty in making some decisions, or you found yourself paralyzed by some anxiety or pressure, and what you've done about it. I mean, the way I dealt with it is not the only way, and I'd be interested if there's some other ways that you found that help you when you're in this kind of situation, because I think I might find myself there again, and I might need a different technique next time. Anyway, I haven't put out one of these for a while, so there's quite a lot of new stuff on my website, and if you do go there, you'll find a lot more material, and I hope you enjoy it. There's the communion I did last Sunday for the Watford Church called The Altar and the Table, all about the Lord's Supper. There's a couple of classes on church called Unity to All Things, what Sundays are for and what the church is for and who it's for. There's a little bit of information about the teaching ministry conference in Tallinn in Estonia that I'm going to, or hope to be able to go to, depending on COVID regulations. And I'm teaching a class on Colossians chapter 2 there, and I'd really be grateful for any of your suggestions about Colossians 2 or questions about it that would help me as I prepare that. There's a couple more Joy in the Morning episodes as I continue to process the death of my mother and how I feel about that. A couple of classes on racism, interviews with some people, a couple of classes on mental health issues as well. A review of a book called Informed by Douglas Jacoby and Joey Harris, which I very much enjoyed. And a few other bits and pieces. So that's what's up there. Do pray for me as I prepare a lesson for the Watford Church this coming Sunday. We're continuing to think through what it means to gather on a Sunday. And there's a class series for Thames Valley as well. This week I'm recording a class on the Lord's Supper. I'm trying to get into 15, 20 minutes most of the significant things about the Lord's Supper. So pray for me. It's been lovely to see our old friends, Charlie and Jeanette, this week. They've popped in for a couple of days, nights to stay with us. Fantastic to catch up with old friends. Charlie and I describe us, ourselves, our friendship, describe each other as best friends who talk twice a year. I think that's men for you. Anyway, we've had lots of extended conversations. Just value your friends, my friends. Do value them. Value them. When you get a chance to talk and hang out, give it everything you've got. We've enjoyed that very much. I'm looking forward to breakfast with my son Fred on Friday. That'll be fun. And we're preparing for the annual Wellington Country Park service in Thames Valley on the 25th of July. So you can pray that that goes well. And in particular, please join me in praying for good weather. Right, that'll do for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope it's been useful, helpful. Do let me know if you've got any particular topics you'd like to see me address in my videos, podcasts, and so on. I'd value your input. Help me. Help me to make my mind up about some other things. Till the next time, take care and God bless.